Coach, 1-2 for the weekend still. Like we talked about, you had some good things happen. Your team's getting better each and every match, and you definitely showed it once again in some of those matches this weekend, didn't you?
Yeah, you know, we're getting better every match, improving as a group. I think we're getting closer to that kind of, you know, lineup that's kind of clicking type mentality, you know, that we've been trying to find all year. So we did a lot of good things, you know, came out against Valentine and kind of just handled them. You know, I think I can't remember what the first one ended up, 25-16, 25-17, somewhere in there, and then 25-13, I think, right around there. You know, it's always that first game of the tournament, you're a little worried on how your girls are going to come out, you know, early playing time and stuff like that. So to come out and just win that 1-2 was nice. And then we went to play Gehring in the second round. And Gehring's one who hadn't had a lot of matches coming into this tournament. I think they only had maybe 4 or 5. And so, but they had 2 outsides that were pretty athletic and good. And, you know, we were right there and had our chances to win that one. Took it 3 with them. They ended up winning it all. So that's always an encouraging sign that you push the team that won the tournament at least. And then our third one is Southwest. And Southwest is tough to deal with, those 2 Nelms girls in the middle especially. Their height kind of negates a lot of stuff for you on your side. And they're tough to handle at times too. And so, and then they've got a lot of good ball players around those girls. So went 3 with them, played them pretty close in both the first 2 sets, and then the third one kind of got away from us. We never could really get back into it, but overall felt pretty good about the weekend.
And your I know you talked about your changes. You and I talked about your changes going into the tournament, and that change is starting to take effect. They're starting to gel a little bit more, aren't they?
Yeah, you know, Ashlyn Randall's able to hit a little bit more, and that's going to help us out. And, you know, first part of the season, she was just setting for us, and so she's still kind of knocking off the rust a little bit, because that's where we needed her earlier in the season. And then, you know, Carson Porter's now setting for us, so we've been able to make that change a little bit. You know, and we push Corey to outside, which has given her, I think, better opportunities against the block, and making the block move a little bit more towards her. And, you know, everyone else is kind of fitting in around. You know, Bailey Foster's kind of a interchangeable front row for me, and then Callie's coming along as well. So
you've got a busy week coming up. You got a couple of days to work on some things, and they got Hershey coming up later on the week.
Yeah, you know, have Hershey later in the week. That'll be a reserve JV varsity duel. Monday night we are reserve and freshman team will play Gothenburg. So Gothenburg comes here, so they'll get a chance to play then, and then we have our JV team will go to Cambridge on Tuesday and play Cambridge's JV. So a lot of matches for those younger girls this week as well.
And then that Holdridge tournament here, it'll come Saturday. Good teams involved with that one as well.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah, I haven't got a bracket out yet, but, you know, Minden's at that one usually, and GICC's there. 2 quality teams. I know they were both in a tournament, I think, this past weekend together. And so, you know, there's a lot of good quality teams. Had a chance to see Holdridge maybe again as well.